for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday morning, October the 25th, 2000. Ministers Deliverance Seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Frank Marzulla of DeLand, Florida is the minister of the morning.
Before we get started, I want to do a little commercial here. First of all, this is my manual, a manual for a deliverance worker. If you don't have it, shame on you. This is a good teaching manual. The Lord gave me something at the end, the last chapter, where I go from head to toe, commanding spirits out of your head, Alzheimer's disease and all kinds of spirits, your ears and so forth, and then pray for healing from each one. Mark 16:17 says, "These signs shall follow those who believe." What Brother Norman was teaching last night, I truly believe that you can minister to yourself. If you're a believer, well then command them out. Get this house clean before you start looking around to clean any other house. Amen? And lay hands upon the sick. Well, you've got something. Don't you take root in me. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. Amen? Start laying on hands on yourself. Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Say praise the Lord. Now, commanding demons out is very easy. Keeping them out is going to be your responsibility. The last chapter of this book, Eight Keys to Spiritual and Physical Health, tells you how to keep out the demons. 15 steps on how to keep the demons from coming back. Okay? I have another book, just the latest book. Frank Ammon and I put this together. You all know Frank Hammond, I believe. And it's the unusual deliverance experiences that we have encountered in our ministry. Both Frank and I have traveled throughout the world, in South America, Central America, Europe. And we've worked together. Frank is just about my size. Well, that's how tall I am inside. And so you get a thrill out of this. What I'm going to speak about this morning, the hidden sin of witchcraft and Jezebel, I'm going to take it from my book, and how it affects a deliverance minister. Amen? So avail yourself of these books. They're right on the back, on the black wall there, the back wall. I have 27 books and books and booklets that I have written. We don't have them all here. But one of the ones that I like to recommend is The Spirit of the Bride of Satan. It's one of the later ones that the Lord has given me. The Queen of Heaven. Amen? You see, family, not many people teach on these subjects. But when you were not saved, you were in darkness. And at that time, you were part of the bride of Satan. Okay? You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you became part of the bride of Christ. But the spirit of the bride of Satan, if it was never cast out, could possibly still affect you. Okay? If you've never cast it out, it's possible that spirit of the bride of Satan can be lingering, and it has to be addressed, cast out in the name of Jesus. Okay? Now remember, don't make a doctrine out of this. I said it's possible. Amen? Because when you were in darkness, you made a covenant with Satan. Whether you said it with your mouth or whether you said it by what you did, you made a covenant. when you read horoscopes, when you played with a Ouija board, when you were in rebellion, you made a covenant with Satan. And the spirit of the unholy covenant has to be cast out. Whether you did it willingly or unwillingly, or whether it was done on your behalf by someone else, whether you were dedicated. So those spirits sometimes are never addressed, and they have to go. Okay? So you can write to me because they do not have the book, The Spirit of the Bride of Satan. And so you can write to me and get it that way. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Remember the manual. It's my bestseller. I really believe that. We get many calls on the manual. People teach from it. It's so very simple. One of the things about my writing, they say it's very simple. Well, maybe it's because I'm simple. I don't mean simple. I'm just being simple. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for another opportunity to come to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. This is my home too, Father. And I just thank you for bringing me here again and have an opportunity to share with your family what you have given me. For I ask this all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. The spirit of Jezebel and witchcraft are kindred spirits. Where you find one, you're going to find the other. Amen. In my experience, I found out that whenever God builds a church, Jezebel builds a chapel in it, in that church. And the purpose of Jezebel is the same purpose that the devil has, to kill, destroy, and steal. And the spirit of Jezebel could be in a man or a woman. Turn to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path. Can a child have a spirit of Jezebel? Can a child control a family?
Yes.
Amen. In these days we see the wrong kind of people in authority. Sometimes children. Sometimes we see homosexuals trying to get into high office. And some of them there are already there in high office. And we see the feminist movement trying to do Satan's work here in the United States. Homosexuals have even trying to get a foothold in denominations. And there's spiritual warfare going on in some denominations over that. See, we're living in an ungodly country. The president that we have is the one that God gave us because that's the one we deserve. That's the one the nation deserves. And so that's the president we have. We have a choice this coming election. One that says, I believe in pro-choice. No, I believe in pro-life is what he says. And then he says, I don't believe in having homosexuals. Now he said it out loud publicly. We have a choice. We should vote for candidates that are against abortion. I believe that everyone that votes for a candidate that is pro-abortion is going to answer to God. Okay? See, we have choices. We can accept what's going on. We can accept the growth of witchcraft in our country, or we can fight against it. Children are telling parents what to do. And the least little thing that the parent does to correct the child, they can call in the law. There's domination in the home. God ordained the father to be the priest of the house, the wife as a deacon, the children of the congregation. But in many homes, we don't see this. We see the wrong authority. It's because the father abdicated. its position of leadership and priest. We see that the father is the loving priest of the home, is to rule the family wisely. But sometimes a father is so strict and so domineering and controlling that a spirit of Jezebel takes over. This causes his wife and children to be abused, unloved, and even depressed. Such a man will even quote scripture to justify his position. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. They'll quote Ephesians chapter 5, but they forget the other part that says, die to your own self. Amen. Anybody here want to die? Well, the scriptures tell us we have to die in order to receive life. Amen. But nobody wants to die. I have a favorite story on submission that I told frequently. I told it the last time I was here. This man was on a retreat in a mountainous setting and meditating on his relationship with his wife and family. There were things wrong in his family, and he didn't know what to do about it. And then he looked out the scenery, and there was a mountain there in front of him, and he saw a goat on a mountain ledge walking. And then he saw another goat on the other side. There was only room for one goat. He said, confrontation. See, and he thought about his relationship with his wife and the times that they had confrontation. Amen. And he knew there was going to be confrontation between those two goats, looking eyeball to eyeball. Did you ever look at your wife eyeball to eyeball? No? You're nice people then. You don't do that stuff. But this is what happened. There was the old goat coming toward the other old goat, and eyeball to eyeball. Surely one is going to butt and go over the precipice. But then he saw something wonderful happen. He said, this old goat laid down as flat as could be, and this other goat walked on its back, and they were both saved. And this man started to praise the Lord. He said, yeah, I see it, Lord. Someone has to be willing to lay down their lives. Amen? And allow the other one to even walk all over them. Are you willing to let your husband, your wife walk over you? Are you willing to die to your own pride? Amen? Your own quote-unquote self-righteous. Well, I'm right. I know I'm right. Are you willing to lay down your rights? That's what Jesus did. Amen? And so he saw what he had to do. Amen? Or do you want to just rise up in your pride and say, you're not going to walk all over me? Pride can destroy. Amen? The spiritual person will say, Lord Jesus, help me. Help us. I've learned long ago what to do. I always say that my wife and I, she's gone to be with the Lord this past December, but we were married 64 years, and in all those years, we never had an argument. Do you believe that?
No.
We had World War III, World War IV. But we learned that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so we finally got to know that we had to get on our knees and point the finger here. Show me me.
That's right.
Show me me. Not, Lord, my wife needs prayer. No, no, no. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen? Show me me. See, when you get right here and she gets right the same way, then we get right. Amen? And so we had to learn that. It took a while, but praise the Lord, we learned it. You know, you don't stay married to a woman for 64 years without learning something. Amen. And you know, if we had to make a decision and we just couldn't agree, finally, we pray, Lord, my husband is the head of the house. Show him what's right and give me peace. And give me peace. And I would say, Lord, show me what's right and let there be peace. And praise God, it works.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this does not mean that a woman has to be subordinate. Woman could have fulfilling roles in spiritual leadership and even in business. Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31, describes a virtuous wife whose home is in divine order and her husband and children call her blessed. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, Paul exhorts the Philippians to help those women who labor with him in the gospel. Now, how do we recognize the spirit of Jezebel and witchcraft at work? Whether it's in the home, in the church, or at work, well, what you look for is fruit. What is the fruit? What's going on in the home? What's going on in the marketplace? What's going on in the church? It's fruit. A man or a woman, for example, can join themselves to a church, but the secret desire of that person is to advance his own ministry. This person will cooperate with the leadership of that church only to the extent that his program could be lifted up. Amen? Then at the right time for him, he will leave the church and bring others with him. It's happened time and time again. Jezebel came into the church. Amen? God did not send them to that church. It was Jezebel. Well, what was the Jezebel of the Bible like? In 1 Kings 21, there in verse 8 to 9, we see that she was rebellious, had a spirit of witchcraft. She was a liar, a manipulator, had her husband under her control and domination. Amen. She wrote letters in her husband's name, sealed them with a seal, and sent them to elders and nobles in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 8. She massacred the prophets of the Lord, and she also had control over 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Ashtoreth. These prophets ate at her table. She was a very powerful witch. Amen? The Jezebel influence seeks to control others through the soulish desires and powers of manipulation, control, intimidation, and domination. And Jezebel will have self-justification in doing so. Jezebel wants to glorify itself. A spirit of self-idolatry that can be in a man or a woman, in the homes, in the marketplace, in the church. For example, in the home, the man will rule the family through fear. You just have to do this, is all, and obey. He will also enjoy the pleasures of life, but will deny them to his own family. And to control him, sometimes he would give his wife the silent treatment. Not speak to her. Withhold sex. All kinds of control and manipulation. Amen? Can you imagine a woman who would be riding with her husband on a nice long journey, and him not saying a word to her all that distance? A woman got to talk. If she doesn't talk, she explodes. Amen? That's torment. Then we have the woman that controls the husband and the family. I just don't feel good today. Will you kindly wash the dishes for me? Sweep the floor. And dear, if you do that, you know, I'll treat you all right, dear. And sometimes she would withhold this. I got a headache. Dear husband, I got a headache. Not tonight, husband. And she controls even her sex life. Amen? And sometimes that drives the husband to look other places because of her control. Amen? Control of her sex life. She would say, if you really love me, you would do this for me. This, yeah. I like to digress from this for a minute, because I have to tell you something of what happened in my home. I used to have a prayer meeting in my home, and finally it became a church, a little home on on 19th Street in Miami. And we would greet each other with a holy kiss. We'd kiss each other on the cheek and so forth. We're a loving family. There was this young woman. She was married. And she always wanted to sit near me. About 15 years younger than I at the time. And when we had a holy kiss, I used to sort of feel that she kept getting closer and closer to my lips. And I started to think about that. I said, well, it'd be nice. It would be nice if I can kiss her. Just see what it feels like. But I didn't. She was a seamstress. And I had to go and bring some of my shirts to have fixed to her house. And as soon as I entered, I didn't know her husband wasn't home. But she grabbed me and kissed me full on the lips. And it awakened something in me. And suddenly, the Lord said, do you want to destroy your ministry? And quickly, I pushed myself away from her and I ran. I actually ran.
Amen.
This is the truth. I ran out of that house and got in my car and I was praying in tongues all the way home. But then I went and I told my wife, I need protection. I need your prayers. And I told her what happened. And she had to call up that woman and told her, you must leave our church. Amen? I found out that I wasn't as strong as I thought I was. Amen? There was a Jezebel that came into my home, my prayer meeting, my church, to destroy. She didn't look like a Jezebel. Nice looking woman. Another way to recognize a Jezebel influence is in James. In James chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by good conduct, that is, his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. See, underlying those words, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You see, this describes Jezebel. She was bitter against Elijah, wanted to kill him. She was self-seeking, the head of a demonic religion, and anything but peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. She was not like that old goat that laid down its life. She usurped her husband's authority. See, there's a spirit of Jezebel, and then there's the Ahab spirit, being under control. And some it's possible that someone here or could have a Jezebel spirit without knowing it, or an Ahab spirit being under control. Okay? And I'm going to use a checklist here right now, because this scripture tells you how to recognize the Jezebel influence in your life and in someone else. For instance, the Jezebel influence is domination, pride, bad fruit, confusion, falsehood, separation, murmuring. You mean murmuring? Yes. Have you murmured against your pastor? Have you ever murmured? Well, the penalty for murmuring in the Old Testament was being stoned to death. Murmuring. How many here would be here if that was still in force now? How many people would be alive here in this congregation? You people murmur? Holy gossip? Well, think about it. Now, God's way, instead of domination, is meekness. Instead of pride, is humbleness. In other words, being willing to lay down your life. And good fruit is what he's looking for. Not all who say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the ones that do the will of my Father. By your fruit you are known, okay? Instead of confusion, godly order, divine order in your life. Instead of falsehood, truth. Instead of separation or strife, unity. Instead of murmuring, submission. I'm going to talk tomorrow about why submission to authority. I don't know why they gave me that subject, but I'm going to talk about it. Why? We need it. Brother Norman spoke a little bit about it last night. I thought he was going to take my sermon away for a while. Praise the Lord. See, this is God's answer to the Jezebel influence in the home. This is it. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. And he will turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. See, when you see a home where the father is a loving father, loves his family, willing to lay down his life for his family, his wife and family, you see a happy home where Jezebel is not in existence. I'd like to share with you a home that I went to, a Spanish home. I was living in Miami at the time, and this young woman called me up. She said, I heard about your ministry. Can you come and talk to my family? We're having problems in our home. Her husband was at work. I found out that the husband was a girl chaser. But when I went into the home, right behind the door was a big statue. Okay? And there was food, flowers, fruit. And I recognized the spirit of Santeria. You know? And I think what was there was representing Shango. Many years ago, I asked the Lord to give me the name of the spirit that were in control over Miami. And he gave me this strange name, Shango. And I didn't know what it was. And I talked to one of my Spanish friends, and she told me, that's the spirit of Santeria, witchcraft. See, Santeria is a combination of Catholicism, African voodoo, and I had to learn what it was all about. And when he told me Shango, I received that revelation that I was to be able to minister to these people that were involved in this demonic witchcraft religion, Shango, Santeria. Some of you have never heard of it, but you'll probably run across it. And then I picked up a chart. Characteristics of the most important deities of Santeria. And it names a bunch of the saints. Shango, Ashun, Nehemiah, Oguna, and so forth. There's a bunch. There's eight of them. And it gives me the Christian equivalent of them. Our Lady of Mercy, the Holy Eucharist, Resurrected Christ, St. Barbara, Our Lady of Charity, Our Lady of Regina, St. Lazarus, St. Peter, St. Francis of Assisi. And then the kind of beads they wear and the kind of offering we have to give them. Amen? The Lord was teaching me how to deal with these certain deities. And one of the spirits was Babaluai. Babaluai. Remember when Desi Arnaz played the bongo drum? Babalu, Babalu, Babaluai. He was invoking the spirits. You all heard it on television. I Loved Lucy. How many? Almost all of you. You see, we're dealing with spirits even on television. Amen. This is the way the Lord was leading me about witchcraft and Jezebel. And I was in this home, I no sooner got started trying to talk to him about the Lord Jesus Christ than all of a sudden a woman came in dressed in white, all white, and it was the mother of my hostess, the one that invited me. She was a santera, a Spanish witch, okay? And I was raising my hands and praising the Lord, and she did. I was speaking in tongues, and she did. And it was annoying me. And I went to her, and I said, "The blood of Jesus against you." Down she went. And she stayed down there for a long time while I was telling the young woman that she has to get rid of that statue. She has to go. I said, "You've got spirits in your house because of you. You brought them in. There you are. You're worshiping the demons." Amen?
Amen.
And then finally, that woman started to get it. And I said again, "The blood of Jesus against me, against you." Down she went again. See, she could imitate anything I did except the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The precious blood of Jesus. Well, that affected her. Long story, but she came for deliverance, got set free, and she went, finally joined a charismatic Lutheran church. Amen? And praise the Lord. All I can say is, praise God for the precious blood of Jesus. Amen? See, you learn how to fight the enemy. And Miami in that area is full of santeria, curses, witchcraft, you name it. Amen? So I had to learn by doing. See, I'm a product of on-the-job training. Doing it. Learning it. Making mistakes. But doing it. Amen? So, see, God's order for the church, and now we'll get back into what I wanted to say. God's order for the church, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. I'm going to be talking about authority, and this is one of the scriptures that is in there tomorrow. Hebrews 13, 17. Obey those who rule over you, and be submissive. For they watch for your soul as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. See, family, stewards of God who really care for you watch for the condition of your soul. And they are to do it with love and not with domination and control. The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep because he cares for them. His sheep should have an attitude of submission in all scriptural matters. Amen. There's so many things that I like to share with you. And sometimes I like to share from my personal experience. In my ministry, I've had and I've witnessed witchcraft spirits operating many ways. I've seen them. For instance, oftentimes when I pray for people with migraine headaches, now, again, don't make a doctrine out of this, but this is what I feel, that sometimes the spirit there, right behind the eyes, that spirit of witchcraft has to come out first. And I found out that when the Lord puts that on my heart, I command that spirit of witchcraft that is staying right behind the eyes to come out in the name of Jesus. Not only does the spirit come out, but the migraine headaches do not come back anymore. Amen? See, I believe that spirits live in various parts of the body. In my manual, I talk about that, the last chapter. That's why I go from head to toe. If someone had cancer, breast cancer, where would the spirit of cancer be? In the breast. Command that spirit, curse it, and command that spirit of cancer out, and then pray for healing. Amen. That's what I do going from head to toe. Amen. In my manual. Amen. I remember praying for a woman that married 8 years. She and her husband stood before me. They wanted a child, couldn't get a child. This happened in Bogota, Colombia. And I found out that she was heavily involved at one time in witchcraft. And the Lord showed me in my mind a coven of witches in her female organs, holding hands. And I commanded that witchcraft covenant to loose their hold on one another and let go. And then I put the woman's hand down near her female organs. And I started to raise that hand up, and I said, you spirits, you follow this hand all the way up. Come on up. Come on up. 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 Into her throat. And I told her, take a deep breath and cough them out. Get out in the name of Jesus. And she coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed. You see, the Lord showed me that what those witchcraft spirits were doing were destroying her husband's seed. When he placed the seed in there, they were destroying the husband's seed. Amen? Because of her involvement. How do they come in? Well, they can come in by rebellion. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Okay? By her heavy or her involvement in occultism. Okay? And so what they were doing was denying the woman from having a godly child because they turned to be Christians. When I was there the following year in Colin Crawford's church, in the Church of Philadelphia, there was this woman, you know, I thought she was going to have a baby any time. And she said, I'm the one you prayed for. Okay? So we commanded those witchcraft spirits out. I see this happen many times. The last time I was here was in July, and the doctor was with me when we were commanding some spirits out of those women. Remember that, doctor? Commanding the spirits of witchcraft. How do they come in? Well, you let in one spirit, you open the door, okay? And then he brings in his friends or his family. He asked me, Frank, how many people need deliverance? I say, at least 9 out of 8. You see a spirit under every rock. No, I don't. I see 25.
That's right.
Glory to God. Amen. See, I've seen this happen. There was a young boy in Guatemala. He could hardly walk. Pain in his testicles. Could hardly walk. As soon as I went near him, I didn't even have to touch him. Down he went. And then he fell on the floor and his eyes rolled up. Well, that's a sign of witchcraft. That's a sign of occultism. When you see the eyes rolling up into their forehead there. Hallelujah. And so I commanded those spirits that were in his male organs, his reproductive organs, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I had him sit up on the floor, told him to take a deep breath and let it out, and he went out. When those spirits were gone, so was the pain. They were in his reproductive organs. Now, they find places to stay. Okay? So I'm telling you about witchcraft spirits. And, of course, we're born in rebellion. Isn't that right? You don't have to teach a child to say no. It says no automatically. See, I've seen this happen in my ministry, and I don't find it in the Bible, but I've seen it happen. I've seen so many things happen, and I wondered, you know, where it's in the Bible. I remember about a couple of months ago, a man came to my house from the land. He said, I read in your book about casting out fiery darts. And he said, and I've been doing it for several years, but I didn't know anybody else was doing it. He said, this happened when my wife and I went to England, and we're praying for people after I gave a talk on healing. And this woman had pain in her back, severe pain, couldn't stand, couldn't walk. I let her sit down. I measured her legs. Legs finally came even. Pain still there. I asked her to forgive. I did everything possible. See, you hear what I said? I did everything possible. Nothing happened. And I was about to walk away and to leave her to the Lord when the Lord said, pull out the fiery dart. I never heard of it. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything but my eyes. The Lord said, put off the fiery dart. Okay? And so I said, sister, I'm going to try something. I never did it before. I don't know if I'm hearing right or not. I said, will you bend over a little bit? and I had her bend over. I said, I want you to tell me where the pain is. And I was going down her back. She said, there. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I pull out the fiery dart. I went like that. Remember, I didn't see anything. I didn't feel anything. And she went, ooh, it's out. I said, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then I read Psalm 144, verse 1. Psalm 144, verse 1. He teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. I say, hallelujah, that's it. He teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And family, I've been using my hands. Oh, now listen, I don't do it by rote. Only when the Holy Spirit tells me. Only when the Holy Spirit tells me. Amen? And I've been pulling out fiery darts. I remember when my wife and I were in Italy. This woman had pain all over her body. Been to this doctor and that. Couldn't help her. And they brought her to my wife and I. And in my mind, I saw a picture of a doll stuck with pins. Okay? And I told my wife, where I indicate, you pull out that pin. And I indicated out of the ears, the nostril, the breast, her female organ. Each time she pulled out a pin, the woman went, ooh, ooh. Until finally she was completely set free. Amen? You see, family, when the Holy Spirit guides you, well, suppose you make a mistake. Don't stop. You hear what I said? Don't stop. Keep right on going. Start learning to hear the Holy Spirit talk to you. Amen? And He will guide you. He will guide you. Praise the Lord. I threw all these things in free because I figured you can use them. That has nothing to do with what I want to talk about here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How to be free from Jezebel. Well, first of all, forgive all those that spoke against you, that abused you, manipulated you in any way. Forgive. Okay? And then forgive yourself if you were the Jezebel. If you acted like a Jezebel, you mean we can do it? Yes, you can. We're going to command these spirits out this morning. You didn't know you came for a deliverance service. But you're here. Lock the doors, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Follow Matthew 18, verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his faults between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Amen. Forgive and ask for forgiveness. Amen. Now we're going to renounce the spirit of Jezebel. How many here have never been in deliverance before? Raise your hand. You've never been in deliverance? Oh, it's a beauty. It's going to be a coming out party. You're going to enjoy it.
I've been
Okay. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. So, what we're going to do this morning, we're going to get right at it. I want to get out the... I told Lynn, I said, I'm going to talk about deliverance, and then I'm going to cast some out. And there's no use trying to sell the product without letting them sign it on the dotted line. Sign the contract. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to put down your Bibles, put down your notes. And if you want to know more about Jezebel and witchcraft, this booklet, the Hidden Sins of Witchcraft and Jezebel, it's on the back there. It's a $3 book. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. First of all, I want you to stand. I want you to say, Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ,
I confess you to be my Lord and Savior.
I confess you to be my Lord and Savior.
You died on the cross for my sins.
You died on the cross for my sins.
And the third day rose again from the dead.
And the third day rose again from the dead.
Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me.
For cleansing me
with your precious blood.
I find it hard to follow you, Jesus.
But I want to. Please come into my heart and take full possession. Now, family, the reason why I led you all into a salvation message is that I want to make sure that the strong man is there. Because, family, if you're going to be in deliverance, you're not going to be able, or you can be able, to cast out spirits out of people that are non-believers, but they won't be able to hold their deliverance. So it's very important that you're ministering to Christians where the strong man is there, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's very important. Okay? Now I want you to say,
I cover myself.
Hands on your head, from head to toe, with the precious blood of Jesus. I cover this sanctuary,
the campground,
with the precious blood of Jesus.
My
family,
my loved ones,
the church where I go to,
the place where I work.
Cover it all with the precious blood of Jesus. I now put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, my loins girt about with truth, my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, holding the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Are you ready now? Grab the sword. And wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Okay, you're ready. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
all spirits of Jezebel,
witchcraft,
deception,
domination,
manipulation,
control,
and all like spirits.
Take
a deep breath and let it out. Again, take a deep breath.
Cough it out. Get out of it. Get rid of it.
Amen. Get rid of it. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Give it a good shot. That's it. Get rid of it. Amen. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
spirits of stubbornness,
idolatry,
lying,
spirits that cause me to lie,
spirits that lie to me,
occultism,
anger,
strife,
impotency,
barrenness,
confusion,
self-seeking,
pride,
haughtiness,
and all like spirits.
Take
a deep breath. Now let it out.
Otra vez.
Take a deep breath
and let it out
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. Get it out in the name of Jesus.
Say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
all spirits of division,
unfaithful,
egotistical,
self-righteousness,
spirits that want me to
kill,
destroy,
and steal.
I command these spirits to leave me
in the name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath.
Now let it out.
Again, take a deep breath.
Now,
out in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Say, I command out of me
every spirit
that came into me
before I knew Jesus Christ.
Spirits of the bride of Satan. Spirit of the Queen of Heaven.
Spirit of the Queen of Heaven.
The spirits that came into me, when I made a covenant, knowingly or unknowingly, with Satan, or when it was made for me, on my behalf, I command these spirits to come out of me now, in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Let it out. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Cough it out. That's right. Cough it out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You get that spirit of the bride of Satan out. Now I'm talking to that our sister here. Get it out. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I mean, how many here were one time were Catholics? Okay? I want you to turn, I'll get back to this, but I want you to turn to John chapter 10. Just turn to John chapter 10. I want you to see something here. Well, everybody can say it. Chapter 10 and verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Do you see that? Thief and robber. Everybody say the word, thief and robber. At one time, if you were in the Catholic Church, you went through Mary. Okay? And you received the spirit of thief and robber. Amen. That's what the Bible says. The same as a thief and a robber. Okay? I want you all to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the thief and robber spirit. Take a deep breath. Come on, get out. Get out, you thief and robber. Don't you say no. You come out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, get it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I want you to get the spirit of the unholy covenant out. The spirit of the unholy covenant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, pay attention here. Don't worry what's going on over there. Pay attention here, please. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of rebellion, antichrist, murmuring, and all life spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Let it out. Get it out. Get it out. You warlock spirit, get out of him. Warlock, get out. Get out. Cough it out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of seduction, lust, fantasy lust, perversion, homosexual, lesbian, fornication, adultery, sex with animals, sex with spirits, anal sex, spirits of incubus, succubus, pornography, masturbation, all unclean sexual spirits, abortion, and all life spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Cough it out. Get it out. In Jesus' name. Out. All spirits of lust. Keep coming out. see, spirits of lust go along with Jezebel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of mockery, contention, backbiting, dictatorial, violence, divination, stubbornness, idolatry, and devil worship. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. We can't let it go without commanding some spirits out, like spirits of unforgiveness. I want you to say, I forgive everyone that has hurt me, whether they're living or dead. I forgive. Even the ones I cannot now remember. I forgive. And I forgive myself. In the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath. Now let it out. All unforgiveness. All unforgiveness. Resentment. Bitterness. Root of bitterness. Revenge. Retaliation. All out. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Envy. Jealousy. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. Hatred. Get out. Oh, I forgive, but I'll never forget. That's not forgiveness. Get out, you unforgiving spirit. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What time do I get through here?
Whenever you get through, before another half hour.
Good. Good. Well, I have them. I'm not going to let go of them. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. It's good to get a cleaning out once in a while, to get right with the Lord, to make sure, just in case something snuck in when you weren't looking, okay? All right, say, praise the Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits in my mouth, cursing, blasphemy, hypocrisy, gossip, blabbermouth, spirits of addiction, addiction to tobacco, nicotine, drugs, alcohol, obesity, gluttony, compulsion, fat. I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Come on. Get it out in the name of Jesus. Those that cause you to put on weight, those that cause you to just eat, just to eat. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You fat spirits, go. Remember, I'm talking about the spirits, not you people now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of anger, rage, temper, violence, I can kill, murder. Take a deep breath. Get rid of them. Out. Take a deep breath again. In the name of Jesus. Go. All anger. Go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of fear. Especially Magor Missabeth. And many don't know what it means. Open your Bibles. Jeremiah. Chapter 20, verse 3. Who has an old King James? Read it.
23.
Yeah, 23.
And it came to pass on the morrow
that Kushru brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, the Lord says, is not called thy name Pashru, but Magor
or Misabit?
Misabit.
What does Magor Misabit mean?
Fear on every side.
What is that?
Fear on every side.
Fear on every side. Fear round about.
Yes.
Magor Misabit is a principality of fear. Fear on every side. Okay? You're afraid of this, you're afraid of that, you're afraid to go out, you're afraid to stay in. All kinds of fear. Okay? So underline it in your Bible. Fear on every side. I want you again to say, in the name of Jesus,
I
command out of me. Now start commanding what you are afraid of. Make it personal. Whatever it is, make it personal. Fear of this, fear of that, fear of heights, fear of going in an airplane, fear of driving on the expressway, fear of losing this, fear of losing your wife, fear of losing your job. Whatever the fear is, make it personal. Say, I command it out of me in the name of Jesus. And I also command the spirit of Magor Misabit. All right, take a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. In Jesus' name. I have a booklet in the book rack there. It's called Deliverance from Spirits Named in the Bible. That's one of the ones I named. There's others that I've named. Okay? That you've probably never heard of. Now I want you to command the spirit of destruction out. The one that's destroying your ministry as deliverance ministers. The one that's destroying your finances. The one that's destroying your home. Okay? I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. Okay? And there you see the various spirits that are named. They come in the shape of scorpions. Okay? In chapter 9, verse 9, well, verse 8, they had hair like woman's hair. Their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. Sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions. And there were stings in their tail, and there was power to hurt men 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Now, what does Apollyon mean? Everybody say it?
Destruction.
Destroyer. Now, when spirits come in to destroy, in any way, they can destroy you with loneliness, with fear. You just say, I command out of me. Say it now. All the spirits that enter me that are under the control of Apollyon, the destroyer, I command these spirits that are destroying. I want you to make it personal. What are they destroying in your life? Are they destroying your body with sickness? Are they destroying your finances? What are they destroying? Make it personal. Okay? I command these spirits under the control of Apollyon or Abaddon to get out of me now in the name of Jesus. All right.
Get out of me in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Cough it out. Get rid of it. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Get rid of it. You don't want them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you having fun? Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of rejection. Self-rejection. Rejection when I was conceived in my mother's womb. Rejection when I was born. Rejection as a little child. As a teenager. As a young adult. Rejection even now. I command all these, and self-rejection. Fear of rejection. I command all these spirits of rejection to leave me now. In the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. All out, all rejection. All rejection. That's it. Cough it out. Cough it out. That's it. All rejection. All rejection. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You too. Get rid of it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's someone here that had a death wish. They wish they were dead at one time or another. Raise your hand. I want you to say in the name of Jesus, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And I command the spirit of death, death wish, to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Cough it out. Get rid of it. Get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yes, get out. Get out. I said get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Get out. I said get out. Come on, get out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Get that spirit out. Turn it back out. Out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Okay. The doctor, the next one, the one next to her, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the enemy wants to kill. Amen. And he puts these thoughts, oh, what's the use of living? All these thoughts. In fact, we ought to start attacking. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of loneliness, depression, despair, hopelessness, discouragement, disappointment, self-pity, suicide, and the spirit of death. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep. Come on, get out. It has to come out of you. It has to come out of you. Take a deep breath. Cough it out, sister. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Go out of that, sister. That's right. Get it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do deliverance ministers need deliverance?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm driving my car and something's in my... Lord, what's wrong? Pride. Well, what, me? Pride? Yes. Okay, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me that spirit of pride. I open up the window, take a deep breath, spit it out the window, and keep driving. Hallelujah. Self-deliverance. Get rid of it. You have to know that you have the power in the name of Jesus. You see, one of the things, family, that we have to get in our knower, I'm royalty. See, I'm royalty. My father is the King of Kings. I'm royalty. I got power in the name of Jesus. He gave me all the power necessary. He said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you authority. I give unto you power over some of the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. That means all. Demons on earth, demons in the second heaven, all over. You have power Amen? In the name of Jesus. And because you have power, then you have the authority to command. In the name of Jesus. I've learned that. I command. In the name of Jesus. Okay? Because, you see, I'm a king. Okay?
More than conquerors.
Amen. I want you to say good morning, King Frank.
Good morning, King Frank.
Oh, but the crown almost slipped off. Praise the Lord. See, family, you have to have that in you. If you're going to be a deliverance minister, you have to have the confidence that the power is in you because Jesus is in you. See, so you have to know it. Amen? And then you use the power. I remember that big, heavy man. He was bigger than my brother Peter there. Amen? And he was a motorcycle. I don't believe there's motorcycles in heaven, do you? No, I hope not. Anyway, I told him he had a spirit of violence. And I said, I command you to put your right hand on your right knee now. I command you to put your left hand on your left knee now. And I paralyze those hands in the name of Jesus. That's what I said. I paralyzed those hands. Now, that came to me, so I said it. And he couldn't move his hands. Because I was getting up to him, and I was binding that spirit of violence and anger and murder in him. He could have made, broke me like a toothpick. Amen? But he couldn't move. Because, you see, what I did was exercise the power. I've encountered a witch, Rita the Witch, used to come to my house. She used to travel in space. I mean, soul travel.
Yes.
She was there, but her soul was going around space. She was a real witch.
Yes.
Okay? And she came toward me, and I said, don't you come near me. This is the shield of the blood of Jesus. You'll burn. And she came near me, and as soon as she touched it, she went, ooh! And then I maneuvered her. Sat her right down behind the door. I'm telling you the truth, family. Do I do that all the time? No, of course not. Only when the Holy Spirit tells me what to do. Puts it in my nugget. And then I do what Jesus tells me to do.
Amen.
Because he's doing it, not me.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
See, family, you have to take the authority. I had to learn that the hard way. When I first started, I remember that little girl, about 11, 12 years old, spirit of witchcraft there. She took the chair in my home and came over and clobbered me, tore up my ear, blood all over. I didn't have sense enough to bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. See, I had to learn the hard way, okay? I had to learn the hard way. But praise the Lord, I know who's living in me. I know that Jesus and I are a majority.
That's right. Amen, amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You had enough? Yeah.
I don't know. What happens when those demons are casted out of people? Don't they go and hurt somebody else?
Well, that's a good question, sister. That's a good question to ask at the session we're going to have this afternoon. But I'll tell you, where do they go? They go around seeking another body to inhabit. I remember them putting them in the pit. People put them in the dry places and so forth. Where did Jesus send them? Where? Where does it say in the Bible he sent them to the pit? Where does it say he sent them in dry places? He just sent them out. They have a legal right to be in that territory. Their legal right is under the devil's authority. Okay? Eventually, Jesus will confine them all to the pit. But that's his prerogative. I used to send him in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And then, the first time I went to England, I looked out the window, and I said, I wonder if those demons are going to call this plane down there. No. I've learned, and you know, I go along with my brother Frank Hammond. We've learned we just do what Jesus did. Only one time he gave them permission to go into the herd of pigs. Yes, but what happened to those demons when they were in the herd of pigs and they went into the sea? The pigs died. What happened to the demons? They were just in the same territory, seeking other souls. Okay? You have to learn how to keep them out. They'll always, as the scripture says, an evil spirit goes around in dry places seeking rest, finding none. I will go back to my former house in which I lived. And he found it cleaned and garnished, which means the strong man was not there. Okay? Cleaned and garnished. It was empty. There was nobody occupying the house. So he said, I'll come in. And he brings with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And the latter state of that person was worse than the first. That is true. They try to come back. That's why you have to learn how to keep your healing and deliverance. Okay? That's why I offered this book, the last chapter, devoted solely on how to keep your healing and deliverance. Amen? And it's important because that's your responsibility. It's not our responsibility. We can tell you what to do, how to do it, but you have to do it. He that overcometh. Are you an overcometh person? Well, then you'll learn how to keep your deliverance or your healing. Amen? Will you please stand? Glory to the Lamb of God. I want everyone to say, thank you, Jesus,
for setting me free
of some spirits.
Let me know, Lord Jesus,
what are the spirits are still there. Let them come to my mind that I can cast them out in your precious name. Amen. Now I ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Living God, to please come into me and take the place of all these evil spirits that I have commanded out. I command them out of the sanctuary, out of my home, and I command them not to follow me home. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Jesus, to know how to keep them from coming back. Give me the strength, the words, your word, that I will know how to do it. In Jesus' name. Now give the Lord a hand.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.